In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by John Gwynn to look ahead to the final of the World Grand Prix of Darts 2014. We've seen some superb action so far this week. The final promises to be pretty mouthwatering. We've got arguably the two best players from the week. I know it sounds obvious, but the two players that have shown the best form throughout. And it promises to be a superb final in Michael van Gerwen against James Wade. As I said, I'm Alex Dunn, and here's John Gwynn. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, yes. And another busy day for me in Hull with the World Masters darts, of course, BDO competition, working for Eurosport. But some brilliant, brilliant moments over in Ireland, and congratulations to Michael van Gerwen and James Wade on reaching the final. It's a very prestigious occasion, and they will really, really enjoy it. And of course, both of them have won this competition in the past, so it's really nothing new to either of them, is it?
No, I mean, you couldn't ask for two more different approaches to the final, different routes, if you like. You've got van Gerwen, who he's not had an easy run, but you know he's had things very much his own way, and that was reflected in the semi-finals when he destroyed Stephen Bunting. That was last night. James Wade, on the other hand, obviously had that record-breaking game against Robert Thornton, then went and beat Phil Taylor, and then came from behind last night to beat Gary Anderson in a thriller. Now, a player with Wade's sort of demeanour, if you like. Well, when the chips are down, he often struggles, but when he's riding the crest of a wave, he can be really dangerous. And he could just give van Gerwen something to think about here, couldn't he?
Oh, yes. Well, I have been saying for some time that Wade is playing well again. It hasn't been a shock to me that he's managed to get through. And, of course, his mightiest victory was over Phil Taylor. But to come from 3-1 down against Gary Anderson is tremendous. But one thing I will say about Wade is you never see him head shaking. You'll never see him sort of putting his head down. He just seems to be able to throw, for me anyway, exactly the same when he's down as he can when he's up. Whereas with somebody like Gary Anderson, you can almost tell what his feelings are. Certainly with Raymond van Barneveld you can. And that's one thing I will say about James Wade. He's just the same guy all the way through, whatever the circumstances. And I think he's more willing rather than happy to accept what the situation is and just get on with it. And I think that can stand you in good stead on occasions. Gary Anderson, it wouldn't be the first time that a lead has collapsed in his case. He's playing wonderfully well, but he'll be very disappointed to have lost from 3-1 down.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, obviously, van Gerwen...
3-1 up, I mean.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I was thinking that then. That didn't sound quite right. But yeah, from 3-1 up, van Gerwen, on the other hand, just far too good in the end for Stephen Bunting, who was perhaps slightly overawed by the experience, do you think, John?
There were key legs in that match. The first two sets both went the distance, and if Bunting had been able to win one or both of those legs, those vital last legs, then you'd have seen a very different game. I'm not saying you'd have seen a very different outcome, but a much, much tighter, much closer game. And I think once he did go two sets down, I think that the writing was on the wall. And you know, van Gerwen's a wonderful player when he's in front and in command. And I think those were the key moments. But I don't think Bunting's got anything to be too disappointed about to reach the semi-final of the World Grand Prix in his first year in the PDC. This time last year, he was here in Hull winning the Windmill World Masters prior to going on to win the BDO World Championship. He's done remarkably well since he crossed the PDC back early in the year. And I think he's got every right to be proud of his achievements in Dublin this week. So Michael van Gerwen against James Wade, it's a cracking final.
Absolutely. Bunting certainly shouldn't be disheartened. He has come on leaps and bounds in the past 12 months or so. So, as you said, Van Gerwen Wade in the final. Van Gerwen priced up at 2-5, James Wade at 2-1. How do you see it panning out, John?
Well, Michael van Gerwen back in, was it 2012, finished brilliantly to overcome a 4-1 advantage to Mervyn King to beat him 6-4. The difference, I think, this time is that it's 1-5 rather than 1-6. I honestly believe that Wade, the way he is playing, and you know, these two know each other very, very well. They come from the same Modus Darts stable. And that means that they're under the same management. They often do exhibitions together. They seem, to me, to get on well together when on the occasions when I've worked with them in that sphere. So I think they'll have a healthy respect for each other. And I do believe that it's a game that really is very difficult to determine. But one which I think will almost certainly go the full 9 sets and at very least 8 sets. I can't see Van Gerwen dominating Wade in the way that he can dominate others. I don't think Wade would allow that. I think Wade is playing too well anyway. It's all about hitting those doubles, and that goes for any competition, but it goes, of course, doubly so for this one. Those starting doubles can be so, so key. And that's why I really do believe that this final is very much in the melting pot. I'm actually going to tip Wade to make it, to become World Grand Prix champion again, and also for him to do it by the odd set in 9. I really do feel it's going to be that tight.
Okay, fair enough. So Wade to win this 5-4 is 9-1. Van Gerwen 5-4 is 5-1. If you want to take the result out of it, John, you can back total sets over 7.5 is 11-10. Similarly, we've got a nice market here on the website. Match result and both players to score 3 or more sets. Van Gerwen 19-10 and Wade at 4-1. Going on what you've said, you know, they would obviously tempt, but you think Wade could just edge this then?
Yes, I do believe that James Wade can nick this one.
Okay, but convinced it will go the distance in Ireland this evening. Great stuff, John. Thanks very much for your time. Best of luck with the selections that you've put up, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you very much, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.